President Bush is on the verge of a big victory in Congress. The Senate is expected to give the president what's called fast-track trade promotion authority later today. It would allow Mr. Bush to negotiate new trade deals without congressional interference. The bill will also give four Andean nations, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia, expanded trade benefits with the U.S. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports now that a final version of the trade package could reach the president's desk as early as September.
Fast Track expired back in 1994, and until now, Congress has refused to reinstate it. The Bush administration has been lobbying hard for it. The president wants to use it to negotiate a new free trade zone throughout the Western Hemisphere and to make sure a new round of global trade talks succeeds. Today, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley said, without trade promotion authority, other countries won't negotiate seriously with the U.S. because they fear that no deal is final. He argued that congressional action is long overdue.
Since 1994, 130 agreements around the world have been negotiated. Our president hasn't had credibility to be at the table. We've been at the table of three, bilateral, but otherwise not. So the interests of the 280 million Americans have never been represented, never been protected, and the rest of the world's going to move on.
But to attract enough votes to pass the legislation, supporters of Fast Track had to compromise. Senate Democrats insisted on new protections for workers whose jobs move overseas. The Senate bill makes more workers eligible for extended unemployment benefits and job training. And for the first time, it would provide a federal subsidy, a tax credit, to cover 70% of laid-off workers' health costs. The boost in worker benefits didn't win over everyone. Today, Maryland Democrat Paul Sarbanes argued that Fast Track hands too much power to the president.
Even when vast changes in existing U.S. law may be at stake, under Fast Track procedures, Congress has only an all-or-nothing decision-making authority.
And these misgivings could still spell trouble for the legislation. Many senators want to block trade deals that could weaken laws protecting U.S. industries against unfair competition. Last week, they won a key vote, adding an amendment that would shield U.S. anti-dumping and other trade laws from fast-track treatment. The White House says this would basically take them off the table and defeat the whole purpose of fast-track. Bush administration officials are threatening a veto unless House and Senate negotiators remove the amendment from the final version of the bill. Senate Republicans say the anti-dumping provision won't survive a House-Senate conference. But Congressman Sherrod Brown, a Democrat from Ohio, predicted that without the language, the final version of the whole trade package could go down to defeat.
If it doesn't survive, too many members that support the environment, support labor rights, don't want to give this kind of power to the president, don't think that it's in the steel industry's interest or the auto industry or the textile industry's. I think enough members of Congress that are going to look at that are going to vote no.
Brown and other fast-track opponents point out that the legislation barely made it through the House the first time around. It cleared that chamber last December by just one vote. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.